Welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 117. I am Neil.
I'm Annalise.
And we have a very special guest for the beginning portion of this show. I don't want to say what he's here for, but my best friend and best friend of Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, Mr. Henno of Moving the Needle and the Crazy Life podcast. And is Angela's Awesome podcast still going?
No, that it no longer exists.
And not that podcast. And
well,
I think
it no longer exists to me.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
She exists.
She exists. Angela
she probably
still
podcasts.
She's still alive. Good thing we didn't end not only the podcast, but
she has
but
a nice Instagram going. She's still good.
And she's actually been doing like seminars and then and putting the seminars up as a podcast.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's really cool.
That. So please go check out Angela's House podcast. Still, there are shows there.
Yeah, right.
I'm no longer on it.
Right. So
and also Gotham.
Gotham.
Wow.
Goose Gossage.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Gotham Lights.
Gotham Lights.
So hello, Lady Pants.
Hi. Uh-huh.
And right. And hello, Henno. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I guess this would be a good time to explain that we've actually already recorded the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I forgot that today we were going to have Henno on.
And you'll hear that abruptly at the very end of the podcast where it just cuts off because he says, yeah, I forgot something. And it goes, cheat.
But I think during the podcast, and I know before the podcast, yeah, we were both saying how there's something, we're forgetting something. Right. We were forgetting something. We started recording the podcast once and we stopped. And I'm like, something feels weird. There's something right going on. So we started again.
And now we know what it is.
And what's funny is
it's Henno.
Yeah. And the podcast is actually short. I think we ended at like 47 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and awesome. I was like, all right, it's a short podcast. And then got towards the end and I was starting to read off our who we thank and where you can find us. And I'm like, oh my God, I totally forgot. Henno was supposed to be on.
I
got it. So instead of finishing what I was saying, I just said, I got to go and cut off the recording.
I need like a drop the mic thing on here, like needle on the record or something like little soundbite here.
What were you going to say, Henno?
I was saying, so you don't have any of your end pimping at all?
There's very little bit.
No end pimping.
There, nice. There's like, you know, DAPF pod. I talk about
there's
the app for
of
a second.
That. Don't worry about
yeah,
that.
There's some rear end pimping. Yes, for sure. It's
gentle.
Gentle rear end pimping. So after this bit, you will actually hear the whole intro to the podcast again, mm-hmm, and it'll get into the podcast. That Henno's not a part of, which that part was planned. We did plan to have you come on. Henno and I talked, and he said, yeah, I'll just come on and do my thing and then out. And
right,
then we were going to keep going.
We were
going to
call him.
But we were going to do it as part of the, yeah.
We did none of that.
But we failed. It was a really good, as most of our podcasts are, we had a really good plan going in.
Right.
Execution was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. But this absolutely proves that you are someone that podcasts.
I am not a podcaster. I am definitely just someone who podcasts.
If we were professional, we would restart again and re-record the whole thing.
I asked,
do you want to do this again? He's like, the whole thing?
I was like, wait, what?
That's gold right there.
Yeah, I'm like, no. If we were podcasters, I probably would have taken at least one note that would have said, Henno on podcast.
And your people would have gotten a hold of my people.
Here's what's even worse. On my we'll talk about this after. Let's you have the floor by all means.
Oh,
my friend.
You're giving me the floor.
Yes,
huh?
You floor it, baby. You fast and furious the hell out of this thing.
So literally for months we have been talking about this.
Yes.
And I have.
Yeah.
Now, Annalise, you knew nothing of this, did you?
I knew a little bit, but only recently.
Yeah.
Somewhat recently. Yeah.
Yeah. But like going back months ago, I mean, there were times where Neil was just like, all right, should I just keep this to myself? And you know, I'm just like, yeah, let's just keep this on the down low for a little bit. And it just goes to show how awesome of this is why Neil is my best friend in the world. Like, it's like, you know, okay, let's lockbox this thing.
Lockbox.
Yeah.
I'm going to hashtag that.
Lockbox. People are going to be so disappointed. They're going to be like, oh, something
I know,
that dumbass did.
Way less interesting than everyone hopes for.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Ohio orgies on paper.
Right.
See history of bad ideas.
Right.
Twitter feed. Oh, The reason that I am on today is to, well, if any of you are have seen my Facebook notifications, you know that Sharon and I are now engaged.
Woo-hoo! Congratulations.
Thank you.
I am thrilled. That is freaking awesome. What was that? Is that a chipmunk?
Yeah. I need a chipmunk.
Oh, my God.
Ready? Wait.
Zero's happy?
Okay, there you go.
Wow. Zero's excited about
everyone,
it?
There you go.
I know. Everyone's into it. This is awesome.
Our neighbors in the back are playing cornhole and cheering for you right now.
Yeah, totally.
Thanks.
Not the cornhole we enjoy, but the cornhole that they enjoy.
Yeah, I've heard about this other game.
But I'm sorry, but by all means, go on.
So why I am here on the show, thank you, both of you, is to the official announcement that at Jamaica Cast 2017, next year is when Sharon and I will be getting married.
Woo! Yeah, boy. I got to say, do it, Jack. I got to say, huge congratulations. I'm so happy for the both of you. I am a huge fan of, I have a huge belief in marriage of however it work, whatever people do to make it work. I think it's amazing. I love the fact that you guys make each other so happy and are so in love and so comfortable and committed that you guys are taking the step with each other. I think it's freaking amazing. I am thrilled. And then for you to be going to a place that we love and a place that means so much to me and getting married in Jamaica and having us there.
You're literally going to get married at the same exact spot.
We got married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're going to stand in the exact same spot.
Yes.
So
exactly.
It means.
We may even have the same wang in the background on the new beach.
Yeah, that's right. You never know.
Those photos. They're not public. We cropped him out of the public photos, but we still have that.
Have a wang. Everybody, Wang Chung today.
I will make sure to take that photo for you. That'll be part of my job.
But I'm so excited. So yeah, so Jamaica it's my family, my parents are going and actually didn't go this year so they could go next year to see you. Yeah, cuz I did tell my mom because she was debating on whether to go this year or next year and so I didn't want her to go this year because of this. So I did have to I'm like, you can't say anything. But here's the reason. And she's like, oh, I won't say it. But then after I told her, she booked the trip for next year.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the day later, she's like, I'm going. Yeah. So,
that's part that's huge for me. Besides the fact that we are going to be where both of you got married, you will be there, but even more so, your parents will be there.
Yeah.
And that's a really big deal to me.
Yeah, it's
a really big deal.
They were both really excited. It was like, we told my dad that something special was going on. He doesn't know exactly what's going on. I know he's going to be excited. But my mom was absolutely like, oh, hello. You know, so it's
insert mom.
And I was talking to my sister yesterday because we had to go. So anyway, that going back to earlier, my notes even say wedding on them because I was at wedding last night and I still didn't remember that I was supposed to talk to you. So I was talking to my sister. My sister is trying to figure out. She wants to go because So. I don't know if she will, but just the fact that she was like, what? No, I got to try and figure out a way to go. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. So,
yeah. And that's yesterday I sent out real close friends, you know, Brendan and some family friends there's a list, but all the details,
right.
You know, if they want to go, because there are people that I've talked to already and that kind of thing. And of course, Tony and Jeannie and, you know, the date. So the date's going to be June 17th. It's going to be Saturday. It's going to be at 11 a.m.
Nice.
So that's going to be, and then we're going to do what you guys did, which is hopefully get everyone onto a sunset cruise and call that the reception that night.
Yeah. It's a fun way to do it. So
we got married on a Saturday at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Is it Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the perfect time.
Yeah.
Yeah.